Hi there. The word for you today is Lord, teach me to pray. In Luke 11, verse 1, the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. In his book, With Christ in the School of Prayer, Andrew Murray writes, and I quote, None can teach like Jesus. Therefore we call on him, Lord, teach us to pray. A pupil needs a teacher who knows his work, who has the gift of teaching, who in patience and love will descend to the pupil's needs. Blessed be God, Jesus is all this and much more. Jesus loves to teach us how to pray. So, let me make a few points here. If you, number one, are not sure God is really listening when you talk to him, or number two, you don't understand why some prayers seem to go unanswered, or number three, you wonder if you are praying, quote, right, or you generally feel frustrated in prayer, or four, you're eager to know what to do to feel more connected to God and gain confidence that your prayers really do make a difference. If any of those four conditions describe where you're at regarding prayer, then you need to get down on your knees like the disciples and simply say, Lord, teach me to pray. Although there are prayer principles in the Bible that apply to everyone, God will lead each of us individually. That's important. He wants to take you just the way you are and help you discover your own rhythm in prayer, to develop a style of prayer that maximizes your relationship with him. He wants prayer to be an easy, natural, life-giving way of communicating, kind of like as you share your heart with him and allow him to share his heart with you. Really, prayer is so simple. It's nothing more than talking to God and taking time to listen to what he has to say to you. God has a personalized prayer plan for you, a way for you to communicate most effectively with him. If you really believe that, then you'll begin by saying, Lord, teach me to pray.